Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast, where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and in today's episode, we're covering the FDA's approval of a groundbreaking one-minute HIV self-test, the U.S. government's decision to delay tariffs on pharmaceutical exports from Singapore, and CVS Pharmacy's acquisition of hundreds of Rite Aid stores across three states. The FDA has approved the world's first one-minute HIV self-test, marking a major advance in accessible diagnostics. The over-the-counter test uses a simple oral swab and delivers results within 60 seconds, enabling faster screening and earlier treatment initiation. Health experts say this approval could significantly improve testing rates, particularly among populations with limited access to healthcare facilities, and represents another step toward reducing HIV transmission nationwide. In policy news, the U.S. has announced a delay in implementing new tariffs on pharmaceutical exports from Singapore, citing ongoing trade discussions. The postponement offers temporary relief for biopharma companies with manufacturing and supply operations in the region. Industry leaders warn, however, that continued uncertainty could impact long-term investment decisions and supply chain planning across Asia-Pacific markets. Lastly, in retail pharmacy news, CVS Pharmacy has finalized the acquisition of select Rite Aid assets across three states, totaling more than 600 locations. The move expands CVS's regional presence and strengthens its foothold in community health delivery. Analysts say the deal could accelerate CVS's broader push into integrated care, positioning its pharmacies as frontline access points for vaccinations, testing, and chronic disease management. From rapid diagnostic innovation to evolving trade policy and pharmacy consolidation, these stories highlight how access, regulation, and business strategy continue to shape the pharmaceutical and healthcare landscape. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.